नमः ओम विष्णु पदाया कृष्णा पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमद्भक्तिवेदान्ता स्वामी नित्य नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रसादिने निर्विशेष शून्यवाणी सत्यकारिशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
इन टुडेज वर्स वी फाइंड an essential understanding for someone who wants to make advancement in Krishna consciousness.
U današnjim stihu mi nalazimo suštinsko razumijevanje koje je neophodno za onoga ko želi napredovati u svjesnosti Krishna.
It is the understanding that the eternal soul, which is the identity of us, which is us really, is totally different from the body.
To je shvaćanje da je naš vječni identitet, a to smo mi, da je različit u potpunosti od ovog materijalnog tijela.
Now, this is something which we have heard very, very often when visiting lectures in the temples of our movement.
I to je nešto što mi vrlo, vrlo često čujemo kada posjećujemo hramove našeg pokreta.
And it might escape our attention just how deep this philosophical point is and what it means in our life.
I našoj pažnji može jednostavno izbjeći dubina ove filozofske poante, koliko je ona duboka i koliko je važna u našem životu.
Once we realize the point that we are actually not this material body, our life will look totally different.
Kad jednom konačno shvatimo da mi nismo ovo materijalno tijelo, naš život će izgledati potpuno drugačije.
Let us look into the life of an ordinary person today and learn some instructions from it.
Pogledajmo život obične osobe danas i naučimo nešto, neke upute iz njega.
In the morning he wakes up.
Ujutro on se budi.
He is maybe a little bit disturbed by the dreams he had in the night.
On je možda malo uznemiren snovima koje je sanjao noću.
And therefore bewildered.
I stoga je zbunjen.
Then he goes to the bathroom, cleans his body, puts some substances on it and eat something.
Onda on odlazi u kupaonu, opere svoje tijelo, očisti svoje tijelo, stavi na njega neke substance i onda jede nešto.
Then he will most probably go into a car or some means of transportation, let us say the tram.
Onda će najvjerojatnije otići u auto ili neki drugi oblik prevoza, recimo tramvaj.
And he will go to the place of work or study.
I otići će na svoj posao ili na mjesto gdje uči.
Afterwards, he will meet with people, he might look at some things.
Kasnije će možda sresti neke ljude i možda će gledati neke stvari.
Eat two times.
Ješće dva puta.
Look at some other things like TV or any spectacle and afterwards go to bed.
Gledat će televizor i neke druge stvari, neke spektakle i poslije toga će ići u krevet.
In between he will go to the toilet most probably.
U međuvremenu će najvjerojatnije ići na zahod.
And have many material desires.
I imaće mnoge materijalne želje.
That's a usual day, I think, of any person of 1993.
To je uobičajeni dan svake osobe u 1993. godini.
Oh, wait a minute, I forgot six important other things.
Čekajte, čas, zaboravio sam još šest drugih važnih stvari.
He will experience uncontrolled lust when he looks at the opposite sex.
On će osjećati nekontroliranu požudu kada bude gledao u suprotni spol.
Oh, and another thing, he will be envious when someone drives by his car in a bigger car.
Ili će biti zavidan kada kraj njegovog automobila neko prođe u boljem automobilu, u većem automobilu.
Sometimes, maybe not every day, but sometimes he will experience intense greed to eat more strawberries with cream or drink more Slivovic and so on.
I ponekada, možda ne baš svaki dan, ali osjećat će intenzivnu pohlepu da jede možda više jagoda sa šlagom ili da pije šljivovicu ili slično.
At times he will be really mad.
I ponekad će biti uistinu lud.
And he will be able to become very angry sometimes.
I ponekad će se uistinu žestoko naljutiti.
These Chetniks, I could kill them all.
Ovi Chetnici, ja bih sve mogao poubijati.
And in this way, so we forgot these powerful drives.
I na taj način mi smo zaboravili spomenuti te moćne porive,
which bite the conditioned soul through material existence like a little geyser is wiped by a whip.
Geyser?
That's what the children that play with it. Burn by them. And then you get a
tigre. I mi ćemo biti bičevani sa tim bičem kao što mala djeca bivaju bičeva, kao što mala djeca bičuju čigre onim svojim bičem.
Čigre je this is the life of the ordinary conditioned souls. He performs this ritual which we have just heard about every day throughout the years of his existence in one body.
I to su stvari koje se zbivaju, koje čovjek doživljava svaki dan tokom čitave svoje egzistencije u materijalnom tijelu.
Now, such a life is a lie.
I takav život je međutim laž.
Because the basis of this is wrong.
Jer je njegov temelj kriv.
What if we are not the body?
Što ako mi nismo ovo tijelo?
And this life is an empty ritual.
Onda je ovaj život jednostavno prazan ritual.
Like a child offering a flame to the wind.
Kao kada dijete nudi plamen vjetru.
It has no meaning.
To nema značenja.
Because the soul inside is not really active.
Jer duša koja se nalazi u tijelu nije stvarno aktivna.
In the Vaishnava scriptures there is or Vaishnava poetry there is one interesting song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He says Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago.
U Vaishnavskoj poeziji, odnosno Vaishnavskim spisima, postoje jedna vrlo lijepa pjesma u kojoj Šila Bhaktivinoda Thakur kaže Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago.
My dear living entity, how long will you sleep on the lap of illusion?
Moje drago živo biće, koliko dugo ćeš ti spavati u naručju iluzije?
In this sleep, it's not indicated that physical sleep. Where you have closed your eyes and start to dream.
Ovdje se ne misli na fizičko spavanje, gdje ste zatvorili vaše oči i počeli spavati.
It's a sleep and material illusion where you have closed your eyes to the spiritual reality and drain your material life.
To je san materijalne iluzije gdje ste vi zatvorili svoje oči prema duhovnoj stvarnosti i sanjate materijalni život.
Now when we come to Krishna consciousness we are sometimes half asleep.
Kada mi dođemo u svjesnost Krišne, mi smo ponekada na pola uspavani.
It's almost like a normal morning lecture where many devotees are, you know, sometimes like this.
To je kao uobičajena jutarnja lekcija gdje bakte ponekad klonu i spavaju, ponekad otvore svoje oči.
Like it's a typical day of typical Bhagavatam lecture of Mahaprabhu. Since I've seen him, he is always half asleep in the lecture.
To je tipično Bhagavatam predavanje Mahaprabhua. Kad ga ja znam, on uvijek pola spava, pola je buden.
Only when Rohini Sutra Prabhu lecture,
samo kad Rohini Sutra Prabhu daje predavanje, on je potpuno buden.
So when we are in I'm saying these things to keep you all awake. I'm sorry to have created an offense against the Vaishnavas.
Ja sam rekao ovo da bih vas sve održao budnima, žao mi je što sam uvredio Vaishnavu.
So the point here is, in the beginning of spiritual life, one has not fully realized he is not the body.
I poanta je ovdje da u početku duhovnog života osoba nije u potpunosti realizirala da nije ovo tijelo.
Therefore, one experiences material happiness and material distress.
Stoga osoba doživljava materijalnu sreću i materijalnu nesreću.
Disagreement.
Neslaganje.
Lamentation.
Jadikovku.
Illusion.
Iluziju.
And so on and so forth. Up and down.
I tako dalje, i tako dalje. Gore i dolje.
The speaker here, Yara Bharat, he says, I am not affected by these things.
Naš govornik ovdje, Jada Bharata, kaže, ja nisam pogođen ovim stvarima.
Because I am transcendental.
Jer ja sam transcendentalan.
The most disturbing thing which is experienced in the bodily platform of life is Kali, quarrels between two persons or two parties.
Stvar koja najviše uznemiruje u ovom svijetu jeste Kali, što znači svađa između dvije osobe ili dvije strane.
Especially in the age of Kali, which we have now, this quarreling tendency of people who have forgotten their real, of half asleep people or of fully asleep people, is very disturbing.
Posebno u ovom dobu Kali u kojem mi sada živimo, tendencija ka svadljivosti tih poluuspavanih ili potpuno uspavanih ljudi je vrlo uznemirujuća.
A devotee in the Krishna who wants to make advancement in Krishna consciousness has to keep strictly away from quarrels.
Bhakta koji želi napredovati u duhovnom životu mora se držati vrlo strogo podalje od tih svađa.
Because it can mean that one loses a lot of spiritual loses one's spiritual fundament.
Jer to može uzrokovati da osoba izgubi svoje duhovne temelje.
It can mean that one becomes totally dragged on the platform of the body and the mind.
I to može značiti da osoba bude u potpunosti povučena na nivou tijela i uma.
It's very dangerous.
To je vrlo, vrlo opasno.
I want to explain today, discuss a little bit how the age of quarrel entered the human society.
Ja bih htio danas malo prodiskutirati kako je doba svađe ušla u ovo ljudsko društvo.
I think we all can be very interested by this because we all have experienced some kind of quarreling. At least now we experience the rat, or the war between the different parties who are engaged in endless fights.
I to je za sve nas zanimljivo jer mi svi na neki način imamo to iskustvo tih svađa koje se zbivaju ponekad i barem danas tu se odigrava ovaj rat i u kojem se vodi neprekidna borba.
It came right after Krishna left the planet.
Do toga je došlo upravo nakon što je Krishna napustio planetu.
Kali couldn't enter as long as the lotus feet of the Lord were marking the earth.
Kali nije mogao doći dok god su lotosova stopala Krishne označavala zemlju.
But then when Krishna left, he came and the first thing is he attacked religion, the bull of Dharma.
Ali onda kada je Krishna otišao, prva stvar koju Kali učinio je da je napao religiju, odnosno bika Dharme.
At that time, a very king, a great devotee of Krishna called Parikshit met up with him.
U to vrijeme, vedski kralj po imenu Parikshit ga je sreo.
And Kali, who appeared in the form of a blackish monster who was dressed up like a king, he was clever enough to say, I surrender 100%. No, I don't fight with you. Don't just surrender.
A Kali, koji je bio tamnoputi monstrum probućen u kralja, bio dovoljno inteligentan da kaže, o, predajem ti se, neću se boriti sa tobom, ja ti se predajem.
Give me a place where I can live.
Daj mi mjesto gdje mogu živjeti.
You cannot kill me because I'm surrendered to you.
Ne možeš me ubiti jer ja sam ti se predao.
That was the first trick.
To bio njegov prvi trik.
He was not surrendered.
On nije bio predan.
He didn't want to follow the instructions of Parikshit Maharaj.
On nije htio slijediti instrukcije Parikshit Maharaj.
So Parikshit said, all right, you can go to four places.
I onda Parikshit rekao, u redu, ti možeš ići na četiri mjesta.
There is killing of animals and meat eating.
Gdje se zbiva ubijanje životinja i jedanje mesa.
You can go to every place where there is prostitution and illicit sex.
Možeš ići na bilo koje mjesto gdje se zbiva prostitucija i griješni seks.
You can go to places where there is intoxication.
Možeš ići na mjesto gdje se zbiva odigrava intoksikacija.
And you can finally go to places where there is gambling.
I možeš otići na mjesto gdje se odigrava kockanje.
You are naive, said Kali.
Ti si naivan, rekao je Kali.
Such places do not exist in your kingdom.
Takva mjesta ne postoje jednostavno u tvom kraljevstvu.
Now that I am surrendered, you have to give me another place.
Sada kako se predam, moraš mi dati neko drugo mjesto.
And he said, then Parikshit Maharaj said.
I onda Parikshit Maharaj rekao.
Go where gold is.
Idi tamo gdje se zlato nalazi.
He was such a good character person that he would give every surrendered person shelter.
On je bio takva karakterna osoba da bi je spreman svakoj predanoj osobi dati utočište.
Now Kali took advantage. He immediately went into his crown.
I Kali je iskoristio ovu priliku i odmah je ušao u njegovu krunu.
And from there started to bewilder the intelligence of Parikshit Maharaj.
I na taj način je počeo odande zbunjivati inteligenciju Parikshit Maharaj.
Let me explain.
Da vam objasnim.
One day Parikshit was hunting in the forest.
Jednog dana Parikshit je lovio u šumi.
And he met a saint. And he went to the hermitage of a saint.
I otišao je u prebivalište jednog mudraca
who was meditating and therefore couldn't receive him.
Koji je u to vrijeme meditirao i stoga ga nije mogao primiti.
Now he was Parikshit Maharaj was very thirsty.
I Parikshit Maharaj je bio vrlo žedan.
He was, so to say, in an emotionally weak state.
On je bio emocionalno, mogli smo reći, u slabom stanju.
And when the saint didn't receive him well, you know, just, so to say, kept on meditating.
I kada ga taj mudrac nije lijepo dočekao, već je jednostavno nastavio meditirati.
Uncontrollable anger. An anger which he did not know in such situations overwhelmed.
Nekontrolirana ljutnja, ljutnja koju on nije inače poznavao u takvim situacijama, ga je jednostavno nadvladala.
And he felt offended, personally offended.
I on se osjetio osobno povrijeđen.
Ja sam king, ja sam kralj, ja sam kralj.
Ja sam kralj, a on mi ne daje niti najmanje poštovanja.
Nitko?
Ovo je nitko.
With this bowl he took a snake and put it around the meditating saint. It was a dead snake.
On je uzeo ovaj mrtvu zmiju tada svojim lukom i smjestio je oko vrata tog mudraca.
And he left the ashram.
I napustio je ashram.
So when the son of the saint saw it, he cursed him to die within 7 days.
I kada je to sin tog mudraca vidio, on ga je prokleo da umre za 7 dana.
Now Parikshit Maharaj came back to his palace and he thought about what had happened.
I Parikshit Maharaj se vratio u svoju palaču i razmislio o onome što se dogodilo.
And he could not recognize himself in this action.
I on se nije mogao prepoznati u tom dijelu.
He could not understand why he had lost his self-control.
On nije mogao shvatiti zašto je on izgubio svoju samokontrolu.
See, he was not like one of us. He was a pure, he was, I mean, he was really a personality.
Vidite, on nije bio jedan od nas, on je stvarno bio vrlo uzvišena osoba.
And he concluded also it must have been the influence of Kali.
I on je zaključio također, to mora da je utjecaj Kali.
He felt so sorry, you can't believe.
On se osjećao toliko tužan, toliko mu je bilo krivo, ne možete zamisliti.
And when he heard that within 7 days he was going to die by the curse, he did nothing, nothing in the world, absolutely nothing to counteract it. He could have prayed to Krishna and asked him to protect him, but he didn't do so.
I on nije učinio, kada je čuo da će za 7 dana umrijeti, nije učinio ništa, apsolutno ništa da bi se zaštitio, iako je mogao učiniti, mogao moliti Krišnu da bi ga zaštitio.
He just felt so sorry that he had been overwhelmed by this quarreling tendency of Kali.
Njemu je bilo toliko krivo da je pao pod utjecaj te svadljivosti doba Kali.
So this age of quarrel, the all this work by creating different parties.
I ovo doba Kali će uvijek djelovati na takav način da će stvarati različite strane.
Who all of a sudden become just overwhelmed by such uncontrollable anger that they lose all their human qualities.
Koje će odjednom biti nadvladane stravičnom ljutnjom, tako da će izgubiti sve ljudske odlike.
Yesterday night Guruji Prabhu told me some experiences of his prasadam distribution in Sarajevo.
Jučer uveče mi je Guruji Prabhu ispričao neka svoja iskustva o distribuciji prasadama u Sarajevu.
It was during the war.
To bilo tokom rata.
And he described how he would sometimes enter not really sure if this is right, but the courts, you know, there's a house in courtyard of different persons to give them prana sajivat.
I on je pisao kako bi u različite, ulazi u različita dvorišta ljudi da da ljudima hranu za život, odnosno prasadam.
And they became so angry. You have come in my courtyard.
Da, oni bi postali toliko ljuti. O, ti si ušao u moje dvorište.
I will kill you.
Ubiću te.
Okay. Our philosopher Purujit had to hear such words.
Naš filozof Purujit je morao čuti takve riječi.
They were threatening to get a gun and kill him. He was just going to give them prana sajivat.
I oni su se spremali da uzmu pištolj da ga ubiju, a on je jednostavno dolazio k njima da im da hranu za život.
How much, this is the influence of Kali.
To je utjecaj ovog doba Kali.
You become overwhelmed by subhuman tendencies.
Ljudi postanu preplavljeni podljudskim sklonostima, odnosno neljudskim sklonostima.
Just like in the houses in the age of Quarrel, you find always the sign, be aware of the dog.
Upravo kao što na kućama u ovom dobu Kali uvijek nalazite znak čuvaj se psa.
Now it seems the dog is already the human master. Master the dog.
Izgleda da je već pas danas gospodar čovjeka.
There should be a sign, dobrodošli!
To bi trebao biti znak dobrodošli.
But no, more and more quarrels everywhere, even in the family we start.
No, međutim, sve više svađe i sve više i više svađe, čak i u porodici ona se začinje, u porodicima se začinje.
So in this verse today it says this fatness, thinness, bodily and mental distress, thirst, hunger, fear, disagreement, this is quarrel, yeah, Kali, so on. Are only material coverings of the spiritual soul.
I u ovom stiku danas rečeno je da pojasnost, mršavost, tjelesne i mentalne patnje, žeđ, glad, strah, neslaganje, to je Kali, i tako dalje, da su to jednostavno materijalni prekrivači duhovne duše.
And Bharata, Jada Bharata, who is a very light soul, says, I am therefore not affected by it.
A Jada Bharata, koji sam spoznao za duša, kaže, ja jednostavno nisam pogođen time.
There is another example of a person who knows I have nothing to do with this material life, I am a spirit soul, in the seventh canto of the Bhagavatam.
Postoji drugi primjer osobe koja shvaća, ja nisam ovo materijalno tijelo, ja nam ništa s ovim materijalnim životom u sedmom pjevanju Šrimad Bhagavatama.
His body is described was very fat.
Opisano je da je njegovo tijelo bilo vrlo debelo.
But he was just staying in one place, so Prahlad wondered, why is your body so fat?
Ali on je prebivao jednostavno stalno na jednom mjestu, nije se uopće kretao, i Prahlad Maharaj se pitao kako je postao tebe.
It's just like if you know find someone in the mountains near Rijeka who is obviously absorbed in the spiritual meditation and you see that he is very little fetish, you wonder how does he do.
To je kao kada biste našli nekoga negdje u planinama nedaleko od rijeke koji je potpuno absorbiran u meditaciji i vidite ga ondje i pitate i vidite da je debel i se pitate kako je postao debel.
So that same person when he heard this question, why are, how do you eat, you know, how he smiled very kindly at Prahlad Maharaj.
Prahlad Maharaj je pitao tu svetu osobu, kako si ti tako debel, kako ti jedeš. On se jednostavno nasmijao Prahlad Maharaju.
And he said, well, you have to understand, I'm not the body.
On je rekao, Prahlad Maharaju, ti moraš shvatiti, ja nisam ovo tijelo.
You must know that in the evolutionary circle, you know, wandering up, I have somehow now received the human form of life.
Ti moraš shvatiti da sam ja u tom evolucionom krugu na neki način sada dobio ljudski oblik života.
The human form of life, he said, is a springboard from where I can either go to higher planetary systems, to other life forms, higher life forms.
Ljudski oblik života je kao odskočna daska sa koje mogu ići ili u više oblike života, više oblikom.
I can go to lower life forms.
Ili mogu ići u niže oblike.
Or I can take rebirth as a human being.
Ili se mogu ponovno roditi kao ljudsko biće.
Hey, Newton. I can only go, I can also go from there to liberation from the cycle of birth and death.
Međutim, također odavde mogu otići, dostići oslobođenje od kruga rađanja i umiranja.
And he says, see, you have to understand one thing, my dear Prahlad Maharaj.
I on kaže ovdje, vidiš, moraš shvatiti jednu stvar ovdje, moj dragi Prahlad Maharaj.
In this human form of life, the ordinary people are crazy for sex.
U ovom ljudskom obliku života obični ljudi su ludi za seksom.
He was very open.
On je bio vrlo otvoren.
But this doesn't make the soul happy at all.
Ali to ne čini dušu ni najmanje sretnom.
Therefore I have stopped this long ago.
Stoga sam ja s njim prestao već vrlo davno.
He said, I have stopped taking part in material activities.
On je rekao, ja sam prestao sudjelovati u materijalnim aktivnostima.
He says the actual experience of life is should be spiritual happiness.
On je rekao stvarno iskustvo u životu treba biti duhovna sreća.
Which can be experienced only if one stops material activity.
Koja se može doživjeti jedino ako neko prestane sa materijalnim aktivnostima.
Therefore I've gone away from materialistic society and I'm lying here in the nature.
Stoga sam ja otišao iz materialističkog društva i ovdje ležim u prirodi.
And he was giving a beautiful explanation, it's too long, about how he saw the illusory forms of material life and therefore stopped long ago taking part in the illusory materialistic civilization.
I onda je ovdje prekrasno objašnjenje kako je vidio tu iluziju materijalnog života već ranije i kako je sada prestao sa takvim životom.
He makes wonderful points. I mean, he says, for instance, there's one shloka, it says, just like a foolish deer.
I on tu predstavlja divne poante. U jednom stihu on kaže, upravo kao što budalasti jelen
gives up the well which is covered by grass,
napušta bunar koji je divna.
Yes, which is covered by grass.
Napušta ovaj bunar koji je prekriven travom.
See, he's so foolish, he doesn't know that here's grass, here's water.
On ne zna da se ovdje nalazi trava i da ta trava prekriva vodu, da se zapravo naravno prirodno tu nalazi voda.
The ordinary person gives up Krishna.
Napušta svjesnost Krishne,
which is covered for him,
koja je prekrivena za njega.
It runs for happiness into the desert of material life.
I juri za srećom u pustinji materijalnog života.
What happens when the deer runs out and wants to drink at the Fata Morgana?
Šta se zbiva kada jelen otrči i pokušava naći vodu u Fata Morgani?
He will die in the glowing sand.
On će umrijeti u blistavom pjesku.
So he says, I was once a king.
I on je rekao, ja sam jednom bio kralj.
I was a beggar.
Bio sam prosjek.
I was a dancer.
Bio sam plesač.
I have seen it all.
Sve sam vidio.
Now I want to leave the desert of material life.
Sada želim napustiti pustinju materijalnog života.
But Prahlad said, but you are so fat. What you seem to eat a lot.
Ali ti si tako debel, rekao Prahlad, ti izgleda da jedeš dosta.
And he said, no. People give me this.
On je rekao, ljudi mi daju.
But I stay here, I don't make any endeavor.
Ali ja ostajem ovdje i ne činim nikakav napor.
I have adopted the life of a python who takes on whatever comes its way.
Ja sam prihvatio život pitona koji jednostavno jede što god mu se nađe na putu, što god naiđe na njega.
Sometimes a pig runs by a python and then she goes like whoop and then eats it and for 2 months,
he had a pig inside. Two months, maybe take 1 week. Vidite, ponekad svinja prolazi kraj pitona i piton je jednostavno probuta i onda ostane ležati ovdje i gdje jedan dana on ima svinju u svom trbuhu dok je ne probavi.
And then then sometimes out of the python nothing comes by for 2 months or so, then it's skinny.
I onda ponekada ništa ne prođe onuda i onda piton ništa ne jede i postane mršav.
then just lie there. So the saint defends and said, I have followed this example. I don't endeavor for anything. Whatever comes by my destiny, by my previous performed activities, let it come. You know, let me not endeavor for more than that.
I taj mudrac je rekao, ja sam naučio iz tog primjera, ja tako isto djelujem. Što god jednostavno dođe samo od sebe, ja prihvatim, ako ne dođe, opet je u redu. Na taj način ja se ne trudim da bih bilo što postigao.
It's a beautiful piece of literature. Please read it. It's Canto 7, chapter 13. You, read it in your own time. It's worthwhile for everyone who wants to understand that he's not the body.
To je prekrasna literatura, pročitajte to, to je sedmo pjevanje, 13. poglavlje i svako može to za sebe pročitati u slobodnom vrijeme može naučiti da nije ovo tijelo.
So now after having heard all of this and after having heard an illustration, let us put a question.
Sada, pošto smo sve ovo čuli, čuli smo ove ilustracije, sada postavimo pitanje.
My intention in talking like this is to make you all aware that we still have to work at this realization.
Ono što vam ja svima želim reći ovdje je da mi svi trebamo djelovati sa tom realizacijom.
For my own personal life, I must tell you honestly, I have a theoretical understanding that I'm not the body.
Mi svi moramo još raditi na tome da bi postigli tu realizaciju. U svom osobnom životu ja moram iskreno reći da ja teoretski shvaćam da ja nisam ovo tijelo.
I was once leaving my body during an operation and I saw actually the body lying there and being and they just opened the belly. It was quite an experience to see that.
Jednom prilikom ja sam imao operaciju i napustio sam tom prilikom svoje tijelo i mogao sam točno vidjeti kako su mi otvorili trbuh i to je bilo stvarno doživljaj.
And at that time I said I knew this person who is lying there has nothing to do with me. It's like a shirt, you know, which one enters and then goes out, nothing more.
U tom trenutku ja sam shvatio ta osoba koja leži ovdje nema ništa sa mnom. Ona je poput košulje koju možemo skinuti i otići.
My nice smile.
Moj krasan smiješak.
Nothing to do.
Nema ništa sa mnom.
I could see this all.
Ja sam to sve mogao vidjeti.
Can you imagine this?
Možete li zamisliti to?
So, now I'm back in the body.
I sada sam ponovno nazad u tijelu.
And I'm putting to you a question.
I postavljam vam pitanje.
How will you realize that you are not the body? What do you do?
Kako ćete realizirati da niste ovo tijelo? Šta ćete učiniti?
I want to hear from you.
Želim čuti od vas.
Mantriti Hare Krishna. What happens to you when you do Mantriti Hare Krishna?
Šta se zbiva s tobom kada mantraš Hare Krishna? I believe in this process. I still didn't realize this.
Why?
Zašto vjeruješ?
Zašto vjerujem?
Because he felt some little experience.
Thank you very much. It's like this is a Bhagavatam, which existential truth must be, therefore I'm putting these questions. I know that you have such realization. I mean, everyone who comes to the temple has obviously made some realization of the process.
To je to predavanje Bhagavatama i tu se esencijalne egzistencijalne istine moraju predstaviti, diskutiraju se i zbog toga ja postavljam to pitanje. Ja znam da svatko ko dođe ovdje u hram da ima neke realizacije prirodno.
So let us hear. We also should hear from Vamadaji. How do you realize that you are not the body?
Čujemo još, trebali bi čuti još neke maleđe kako ona realizira da nije ovo tijelo.
I think Govinda Nandini wants to
speak. Maybe from Govinda Nandini is
Maybe you want to think a little bit more about the question.
Možda želiš još malo razmisliti o tom pitanju.
Anyone else?
Bilo ko drugi?
Yes, please.
Ja nikad nisam bila sretna u materijalnom životu, nikad nisam bila zadovoljna sa okolnostima materijalnom životu.
So you did many things to try to find happiness on the material platform and you just felt it didn't really reach the self. Yes, very good.
Dakle, ti si probala na različite načine postići sreću, ali jednostavno ti si shvatila da to nekako nije dodirno tvoje jasno.
Good. Thank you both very much. Both of your answers were very good answers.
Hvala vam mnogo. Ova odgovora su bilo dobri odgovori.
First of all, if you want to make spiritual realization and understand the eternal soul,
prije svega, ako želimo napraviti duhovni napredak i želimo shvatiti vječnu dušu,
basically two processes which are done.
Postoje uglavnom dva procesa koja treba prihvatiti.
One is a process of negation of material life.
Jedan je proces negacije materijalnog života.
In this category all the yoga processes fall.
U tu kategoriju spadaju svi yoga procesi.
Also the process of intellectual
suštinska poanta ovdje nije negacija.
And the yogis who want to understand that they are eternal sometimes purposefully torture their bodies.
Yogi koji žele shvatiti da su vječni ponekad namjerno muče svoja tijela.
They sit under the glowing sun, surrounded even by a ring of fire, you know, which is nourished by kalda.
Oni sjede pod vrelim suncem i još se okružuju sa kravljim izmetom koji gori, koji je zapaljen.
And then the process there is they meditate how they are different from the body.
I njihov proces je da oni meditiraju kako su različiti od ovog tijela.
They do not allow that the discomfort touches their mind.
Oni ne dozvoljavaju da nekomfor dodirne njihov um.
And makes them think they should better stop and start family life.
I da
get a nice house, you know, and so on.
I da ih navede da pomisle da bolje ne prestanu sa svim i da započnu svoj porodični život, da si nađu svoj porodični.
This process of negation has also found its entrance in the mental thought stream.
Ovaj proces negacije je našao također svoje mjesto u zapadnjačkoj misli.
Many certain groups, they, you know, give up everything and they just, you know, give away cars and stereo and so on and things. By this they can obtain spiritual realization.
Mnogi tragači za istinom su napustili sve svoj dom, svoje automobile i slično i na taj način misle da mogu postići samospoznanje.
I think almost everyone who comes to Krishna consciousness has gone through this.
Ja mislim da je svako ko je došao u svjesnost Krishna prošao kroz tako nešto.
Tihomir, the father of Virachandra, told me how his son, before taking Krishna consciousness, you threw out the bed, I think, and laid on the floor, isn't it?
Jer otac Virachandra mi je ispričao kako je on, prije nego što se pridružio pokretu za svjesnost Krishna, izbacio iz sobe krevet i onda se na podu.
And he was the information minister of Macedonia, he couldn't understand.
On je bio ministar informacija u Makedoniji i nije nikako to mogao.
Why you lose him?
There is a problem with this process of neti-neti. It possibly a problem with the process of neti-neti.
It is that our mind still remains attached to material things. Srila Prabhupada has told a story about two brahmanas, one old and the younger, who went to a rieka.
I Srila Prabhupada je ispričao jednu priču o dvojici brahmana koji su jedan je bio stariji, jedan mlađi i oni su otišli do rijeke.
Like your town. And there was a beautiful woman who wanted to cross it but didn't dare to do it because it meant lifting up her clothes and walking through the knee-deep water.
Tu je bila jedna žena koja je htjela preći preko te rijeke, no međutim nije baš bila voljna koju čuli smo kontrakrati. Morala poreći svoju odjeću i da bi morala ući u duboku vodu te rijeke.
So she asked the two brahmanas, can you please help me by carrying me over?
I ona je zamolila dvojicu brahmana, molim vas, jel možete pomoći tako što ćete me prenesti preko rijeke.
Now the old one said, you know, he didn't say anything.
Sada me stari nije rekao ništa.
But he thought, women are maya.
Ali oni dikli, one su maya.
And he looked in another direction. The young said, come on.
Mlađi je rekao, dođi.
And then carried her over to the other side.
On ju je ponao na svoja leđa i preneo ju je na drugu stranu.
Then they continued their walk.
I onda su nastavili svoje šetnje, svoj hod.
And they didn't say anything.
I nisu rekli ništa.
After 5 hours or so, the old man said.
Nakon 5 sati ili tako nešto, ovaj stari je rekao,
you're not a brahmachari.
On je rekao, ti nisi brahmachari.
But catch the moment.
Ti si dodeljeno žen.
You're character.
Ti si je nosio.
So then the young one said.
Mlađi je rekao.
Yes. Of negation. Sri Krishna speaks about this in the Bhagavad Gita. He says it's very difficult to keep away from material objects.
Sri Krishna govori o tome.
It's not practically not possible.
Sri Krishna govori o tome u Bhagavad Gita. On kaže vrlo teško odvojiti se od materijalnih objekata na takav način, odbaciti ih. On kaže to i nije praktično.
If the condition so experiences a higher taste, it is possible.
Ali ako uvjetovana duša kuša viši ukus, onda postaje moguće.
So our guest has explained that when he wants to realize that he is not the body, he practices Krishna consciousness.
I naš gost je objasnio da kada želi realizirati da nije ovo tijelo, on praktisira svjesnost Krishna.
By engaging the senses,
engagirajući čula.
In Krishna consciousness means to engage the senses with not with material activities, but with spiritual activities.
Svjesnost Krishna znači engagirati čula ne u materijalnim aktivnostima, već u duhovnim aktivnostima.
We look at pictures of Krishna.
Mi gledamo slike Krishna.
We don't say everything is maya, I don't look any longer. All material objects entangle me in maya.
Mi ne kažemo sve je maya, i ne gledamo ništa, to su sve materijalni objekti koji zapreću u maji.
Everything gives me material attachments where I look.
Kud god da pogledam, sve razvija moje materijalne vezanosti.
Or rejection.
Odbacivanje.
What else do we do? We engage our legs and walking.
Mi angažiramo naše noge u hodanju.
And dancing
for Krishna,
like yesterday.
Kao jučer.
We engage our ears to hear spiritual sound vibrations.
Angažiramo naše uši u slušanju duhovnih zvučnih vibracija.
We even cook and then eat.
Mi čak kuhamo i zatim jedemo.
Offered da Krishna
hranu koja je ponuđena Krishni.
But don't eat too much.
Ali nemojte jedni previše.
If possible.
Ako je moguće.
Also is not the end of the world.
Ako nije moguće, to također nije kraj svijeta.
Or the end of spiritual life.
Ili kraj duhovnog života.
So we engage our senses, and the most important thing is we engage our minds.
I dakle mi angažiramo naša čula, ali što je najvažnije, mi angažiramo naš um.
In Vrindavan you find monkeys who also live in the temple.
U Vrindavanu ćete naći majmune koji također žive u hramu.
The maimon always steals.
Majmuni uvijek kradu.
And he doesn't do any practical service. We have such maimons in our Vrindavan temple. He is a guest house there, and they're always stealing things.
Mi imamo takve maimone u našem hramu u Vrindavanu, nedaleko od naše gostinske kuće, i oni uvijek kradu.
I'm sure that maybe 80% of what they eat is prasadam, stolen prasadam.
Ja sam siguran da je 80% onoga što oni jedu ukradeni prasadam.
And they also have a lot of spiritual impressions.
I oni imaju također puno duhovnih impresija.
They see devotees, they hear the kirtan.
Oni slušaju kirtan.
Even the lecture.
Čak i lecture.
But they do not engage their mind in Krishna service.
Ali oni ne angažiraju svoj um u služenju.
The mind is a king. And the senses follow him like servants.
On je kralj, a čula ga slijede poput slugu.
Therefore, we chant this great attention, trying to control the mind like Krishna Chaitanya has explained yesterday so very nicely.
Stoga mi pjevamo sa velikom pažnjom i pokušavamo angažirati naš um, kao što je Krishna Chaitanya vrlo lijepo objasnio.
Now at the end I will raise a question to this audience.
Sada ću na kraju postaviti pitanje publici.
Okay, that's a spiritual process, but why do you need a God?
U redu, to je duhovni proces, ali šta nam treba Bog?
We can follow the argument that it's better to engage positively so that one doesn't always have to hold the senses back.
Mi možemo slijediti tu poantu da je bolje angažirati se pozitivno, tako da ne moramo uvijek držati čula, uvijek povlačiti čula.
Listen, we are talking about self-realization. Why do you introduce the concept of Krishna, the God?
Ali mi sad govorimo o samospoznaji. Zašto sad na jednom uvodimo koncept Krishna, odnosno Boga?
No, poznaje da smo mi dio Krishna. To mi
is your imagination.
Yes.
This is your imagination.
To je vaša izmišljotina.
I'm sorry.
It's knowledge what I could get until now. I could reach.
Yeah.
Because we are individual personal souls, and we want to get in relationship with our personal souls. We need this contact, we need this love.
Yes. I could get now into groups. I could get into several proofs for the existence of God.
Ja bih sada mogao dati nekoliko dokaza egzistenciji Boga.
And it would be certainly interesting, but the lecture would there is no time to.
Bilo bi svakako zanimljivo, međutim za predavanje nemamo vremena za to.
But if you want at the end of the question to at the end of the lecture to get one to hear one proof which is often used by Prabhupada for the absolute necessity for the absolute existence of God, then we can discuss about that.
Ali ako poslije predavanja želim čuti jedan dokaz egzistenciji Boga, apsolutni dokaz koji daje Šila Prabhupada, onda možemo diskutirati o tome.
Well, Prabhupada often used the argumentum, how is it called? Argumentum? No. that the very fact that there's order existing proves that there is higher intelligence.
Sama činjenica da red postoji dokazuje višu postojanje više inteligencije.
I have to actually bring this point. It is very short. You cannot get a book if you throw a bomb into the press.
Vi ne možete dobiti knjigu kao proizvod ako bacite bombu u štampariju.
There must be intelligence to put a paper, isn't it? Diana knows very well. There must be intelligence to put a paper and the press and the colors and everything.
To mora biti inteligencija da bi se papir stavio u tisak i da bi se boje odredile i tome slično.
So this world cannot come without higher intelligence.
Stoga ovaj svijet ne može nastati bez više inteligencije.
It didn't come by a big bang.
On nije nastao velikom eksplozijom.
If you have a big bang and it goes for your Mira's house, you won't get a pellet.
Ako napravite veliku eksploziju u ovoj kući gospođe Mira, vi nećete time dobiti palačku.
With small space and a bigger temple room.
Više mjesta u većim hrvatskom prostorijom.
But you know, Dodi and Zari would fly all over the place.
Se Dodi i Zari razletili po cijelom mjestu.
And everything, you know, so there must be a higher intelligence behind all this order.
Dakle, mora postati više inteligencije zbog ovog reda.
This is a very strong argument.
To je vrlo snažan argument.
Which you can even prove on by physics and by mathematics.
Koji možete čak dokazati fizikom, matematikom.
But here I want to tell you, I want to say, this is now very important. You can only understand yourself in relationship to Krishna.
Ali mi ovdje želimo ukazati na tu poantu da mi možemo shvatiti sebe jedino u odnosu sa Krishnom.
It's just like in the morning, you can only see yourself if this in relationship to the sun. If the sun rises, then you can see.
Upravo kao što ujutro možete vidjeti sebe samo u odnosu sa suncem. Ako sunce izađe, onda možete vidjeti sebe.
Here in the Western world we don't really know how to appreciate this example.
Ovdje u zapadnom svijetu mi ne znamo kako pravilno cijeniti taj
primjer. But in India, when the sun sets, that's the end of the day.
Ali u Indiji kad sunce izađe, to je kraj dana.
Isn't it, Krishanki, you remember, we were, those who were on Braj Mandal Parikrama, it became dark at 7 o'clock, and we all went to bed at 7 o'clock, because you couldn't do anything any longer, there was no light.
Oni koji su bili u Parikramu, Braj Mandala Parikramu, mogu se sjećati toga, kada je bilo 7 sati nastupio mrak i mi nismo mogli više ništa učiniti, svi smo išli u krevet jer jednostavno je to puno
radis osoba umre
i osoba je naravno također umrna i nakon Parikrama.
So then in the morning only when the sun rises, like Krishna said about the mercy of Krishna that rises, then you can see.
I tek kada sunce izađe ujutro, kao što je Krishna sada prebudio, objasnio da milost Krishna izlazi, tek onda mi možemo vidjeti.
The reason is our sight is totally dependent on light.
Razlog je taj što je naše viđenje u potpunosti ovisno o svjetlu.
In the same way, everyone is totally dependent on God.
Na isti način, svatko je u potpunosti ovisan o Bogu.
The strength of his senses,
snaga njegovih čula,
the strength of his mind,
snaga njegovog uma,
the time he has in this body,
vrijeme koje je preostalo u ovom tijelu,
everything is totally controlled by Krishna.
Sve je potpuno pod kontrolom Krishna.
All the time, from the beginning to the end,
sve vrijeme, početka do kraja.
Only if we become Krishna conscious,
jedino ako postanemo svjesni Krishna,
we will therefore be able to see the spiritual effects of our
spiritually.
Mi ćemo biti sposobni vidjeti duhovne činjenice naše duhovne egzistencije.
Do you have any class? Let us say you go walk over the street and you find some class.
Ako imate bilo koji dio, recimo da hodate preko ulice i onda nađete neki dio.
The metallic class.
Neki metalni dio.
Only if you understand its function to the engine, you know what it is.
Jedino ako shvatite njegovu funkciju u nekom određenom stroju, onda možete shvatiti što je taj dio.
So each one of us must understand his function in relationship to Krishna.
I svatko od nas mora shvatiti svoju funkciju u odnosu sa Krishnom.
What does Krishna want from you?
Što Krishna želi od tebe?
And when will you do it?
I kada ćeš to učiniti?
This is a question. To je pitanje. What does Krishna want from you?
Što Krishna želi od tebe?
When does your real life start?
Kada će tvoj stvarni život započeti?
In relationship with Krishna.
U odnosu sa Krishnom.
This is the question. Each one of us has to ask.
Koje svako od nas treba pitati.
And we will only begin to act on the platform of spiritual reality. We will only wake up from this Maya if we will act on this platform.
I mi ćemo jedino početi djelovati na tom nivou duhovne realnosti. Jedino ćemo se probuditi iz te Maje ako počnemo djelovati na tom nivou.
Therefore I want to request all of you, please become devotees.
Stoga želim zamoliti sve vas, molim vas, postanite bhakte.
I mean, half of the audience is devotees. Actually, full of the, all of the audience is devotees.
Zapravo, sva publika ovdje je na početku, odnosno, su bhakte, početnici.
Except for, we have also maybe 20 self-realized souls here.
I također možda imamo 20 samospoznatih duša ovdje.
But then, let us all become fully awake, not half awake devotees.
Ali postanemo svi u potpunosti budni, a ne polu budni bhakte.
Who understand that we are not the body.
Koji shvaćaju da nisu ovo tijelo.
And who act on the platform of spiritual existence.
I koji djeluju na nivou duhovne existencije.
In the service of Krishna.
U službi Krishna.
So thank you very much.
Hvala vam mnogo na vašoj pažnji.
Do you have any questions?
Do you have any questions? Do you have any questions?
Koji dio to je njihov interesant, a s druge strane kako a većina da nije osoba.
Jeste čuli pitanje? Ukratko ću pokušati ovo. Ponovit pitanje. Dakle, Saša je pitao, rekao je da smo čuli da Čadabarata nije pao pod utjecaj ovog doba Kali, za razliku od Maharadža Parikšita koji je pao pod utjecaj ovog doba Kali, i on želi znati koji je to bio nedostatak u Maharadžu Parikšitu da se to njemu dogodilo za razliku od Čadabarate.
I to je lot yesterday.
I pošto je on bio tako velika osoba, njemu se to ipak dogodilo, kakve šanse mi imamo onda da izbjegnemo utjecaj do Bakali? So he wants to know, he stated that Jada Bharata didn't fall under the influence of Kali. He stated in this verse. King Parikshit was influenced by the age of Kali, although he was a great personality. So what was the fault in him, and what chance do we have if Maharaj Parikshit falls prey to this?
Now, King Parikshit was put into illusion by Krishna.
Kralja Parikšita je u iluziju stavio Krishna.
Because Krishna needed him in illusion.
jer ga je Krišna trebao upravo takvom iluziji.
Why?
Zašto?
Well, you know the rest of the story. Parikshit then gave up his kingdom and prepared for death.
Znate ostatak priče, kralj Parikshit je napustio svoje kraljevstvo i pripremio se za smrt.
But he posed a question which was brought to all parts and corners of the universe. What should one do at the moment of death?
Ali on je postavio pitanje which was brought to all corners of the universe.
Yes, everyone was informed, the saints became...
Koje bilo, on je postavio pitanje koje bilo proširilo po svim uglovima svemira. Što osoba treba učiniti u trenutku smrti, prije smrti?
Saints, it is described in the Orient, that the Saptar, members of the Saptar Rishis, they live in higher planetary systems, they also came to answer this question.
Rečeno da su čak i stanovnici planeta Sapta Riši došli da čuju odgovor na to pitanje.
And in this way, and then Shukadeva Goswami came and explained as an answer the whole Srimad Bhagavatam.
I onda je Shukadeva Goswami došao i predstavio kao odgovor čitav Srimad Bhagavatam.
Arjuna was also put in an illusion.
Arjuna također bio stavljen u iluziju.
So that he could ask his questions in the Bhagavad Gita. This is how the Bhagavad Gita manifested.
Tako da bi mogao postaviti svoje pitanje u Bhagavad Giti. Na taj način se Bhagavad Gita manifestirala.
So, but do never think you are put in an illusion, Sasha, by Krishna. It is the will of Krishna, because he wants to show something through your glorious self.
Ali nikad nemoj misliti da je tebe u iluziju stavio Krishna, da Krishna želi da se nešto sazna da se tvoje
we ask the question, what is our chance to not fall under the sway of Kali?
I mi možemo pitati sebe koja je naša šansa, koja je naša mogućnost da ne padnemo pod utjecaj ovog doba Kali.
We have to understand our mission in life.
Mi moramo shvatiti našu misiju u životu.
There is to become a servant in the hands of our spiritual master.
A to je da postanemo sluga u rukama našeg duhovnog učitelja.
If we allow ourselves to be guided by our spiritual master, it is possible to give up the influence of Kali.
Ako mi sebi dozvolimo da nas vodi naš duhovni učitelj, onda ćemo biti sposobni da dići utjecaj toga Kali.
We have to know that we are meant for service.
Mi trebamo znati da smo mi namijenjeni služenju.
And once we have this service, or we do this service, we must do it under all circumstances.
I jednom kada mi imamo tu službu i činimo tu službu, trebamo je činiti u svim okolnostima.
By doing this service we will become self-realized in relationship to Krishna.
Obavljajući tu službu mi ćemo postati samospoznati u odnosu sa Krishna.
Understand the path when it's in the machine, it's safe.
Može shvatiti dio kad se nalazi dio nekog stroja, kada se nalazi u stroju, onda on pravilno radi.
Now, at that, when you do service, sometimes disturbances come up.
Sada, dok ti radiš svoju službu, ponekad uznemirenje dolazi.
But again, I have to refer you back to yesterday's lecture, where Krishna Chaitra asked the question, is this a disturbance which pertains to the body? Is this a disturbance which goes for the mind?
Ali ponovno se moram osvrnuti na jučerašnje predavanje gdje Krišna Kšetra prvu postavio pitanje da li je to uznemirenje koje se odnosi na tijelo ili uznemirenje koje se odnosi na um.
And when you answer these questions that yes, you know you have nothing to do with this disturbance.
I onda kada odgovoriš na to pitanje sa da, onda znaš da nemaš ništa sa tim uznemirenjem.
Philosophy can help you.
Filozofija ti može pomoći.
Take the helping hand of philosophy at the moment when you are getting disturbed.
Prihvati filozofiju u trenutku kada postaješ uznemiren.
But we all know someone who wants to act according to knowledge has to have some strength.
Ali mi znamo, netko ko želi djelovati u skladu sa znanjem mora imati nešto snage.
Like 90% of the smokers know cigarette smoke kills you.
Kao 90% pušača zna da ih cigarete ubijaju, odnosno dim cigareta.
But they don't have, do you know that a cigarette, according to medical surgery, survey, what was it? Remember in the newspaper? This way. Yes. The World Health Organization estimates that tobacco killed at least 3 million people each year worldwide.
Međunarodna zdravstvena organizacija je utvrdila da duhan ubija najmanje 3 miliona ljudi godišnje širom svijeta.
Making it one of the greatest threats to health that is.
I na taj način to je jedna od najvećih prijetnji zdravlju.
How many people have been killed by this war in Yugoslavia?
Koliko je ljudi ubijeno do sada u ovom ratu u Jugoslaviji?
Few hundred thousand, 300,000, 400,000, 500, half a million?
No, not less.
200,000, 300,000 in 3 years.
Tu je u 3 godine ubijeno oko možda najviše 300,000 ljudi.
The cigarettes, that's 3 million in 1 year.
Cigarete ubijaju 3 miliona godišnje.
You know, you get the heart attacks and all this.
Because even the surrealistic essentially udari koje se dobivaju od nikotina i slično.
Why can't people give up the cigarette?
Zašto ljudi ne mogu ostaviti cigarete?
Because they have no snaga. They have no spiritual snaga.
Jer ne mogu kome snage.
Kome snage. So how do you get duhovne snage when the Kali comes?
I kako dobivate duhovnu snagu kada Kali dođe?
You have to be fixed in Krishna consciousness.
Morate biti učvršćeni u
Krishna. You have to rise early, Bhakta Saša.
Trebaš ustati rano, Bhakta Saša.
And absorb your consciousness and the chant somehow.
I apsorbirati na neki način svoju svjesnost u mantrama.
And hear about Krishna.
I slušati o Krishna.
So that you have Krishna in your heart.
Tako da imaš Krishna u svom srcu.
And then when just like there is light, no darkness can enter. When Krishna is in the heart, Kali can't enter.
I upravo što ne može tamo ući, tamo gdje je svjetlo, tako Kali ne može ući u srce ako je Krishna ovdje.
We need Krishna. We only need Krishna.
Mi trebamo Krishnu i samo trebamo Krishnu.
All you need is Krishna. Krishna, Krishna don't need a this is really a thing. Otherwise, you have no chance against Kali.
Inače nemamo šanse protiv Maje.
Kali could not enter when Krishna was on the planet.
Kali nije mogao ući doći kada je Krishna bio na planeti.
But when we went away,
ali kada je otišao,
the chaos started.
Ne, chaos je počeo.
He dated, he was in the universe.
On je bio u svemiru. Ili je došao.
Yuga Purusha,
he says. On je poznat kao Yuga Purusha, on je u stvari ekspanzija Krishne.
Yeah, and he came at the time when it was his time, so to say.
I on je došao kada je bilo pravo vrijeme.
At the beginning of Kali Yuga.
Na početku Kali Yuga. During chanting, he thanks himself for the holy name, so he sometimes thinks of devotees and sometimes of the concept from yesterday and things like that, so he wants to know what is all right or not.
Srila Prabhupada has described that we should concentrate on the sound vibration and then it will, after some time, as we advance more, then we will have different impressions in the mind.
Srila Prabhupada je pisao da
mi trebamo koncentrirati na zvučnu vibraciju. Onda kako napredujemo, onda ćemo imati različite impresije u svom umu.
At a stage of advancement, the devotee will finally form.
I na, kada dovolj na duhovno napredak, Krišnin Bhakta će konačno vidjeti Krišnin oblik.
And Krishna's lila.
I Krišnine zabave.
But if we imagine just things, then this will never come.
Ali ako samo pokušavamo zamišljati takve stvari, onda to nikad neće reći.
These higher realizations, they are revelations.
Te više realizacije su otkrovenja.
So it's best if you just try to absorb yourself in
the.
And if you think, if it happens that you think of the nice concept yesterday, there is no harm.
I ako se dogodi tako da misliš na lijepi koncept koji smo imali jučer, onda nije, to nije tako strašno. To je bolje nego da misliš na svoju bivšu djevojku.
Purposefully we should direct our mind on the sound vibration.
Ali mi trebamo namjerno usredrediti svoj um jednostavno samo na zvučnu vibraciju.
Only that, that is. Must be
some of
the. Yes, please.
I mean, is it so difficult to realize that Krishna is personal?
Because we are unfortunately a little impersonal.
For me, the message is more impersonal.
See, to actually identify with this, with matter, this is a step towards.
Koji se sa materijom je zapravo korak ka impersonalnosti.
With this body.
Sa ovim tijelom.
Therefore it is advised to hear about Krishna, the person.
Stoga se savjetuje da slušamo o Krišni, o osobi.
And hear about his merciful qualities in relationship to his devotee.
I da slušamo o njegovim milostivim odlikama u vezi sa njegovim bhaktama.
You can meditate, Krishna is my friend because he gives me prasadam.
Meditirati, Krishna moj prijatelj jer mi daje prasadam.
Or you can hear about his activities.
Ili možeš slušati o njegovim aktivnostima.
See, if you want to develop a relationship to any person, you must know a little bit about him.
Ako želite razviti odnos sa bilo kojom osobom, onda morate znati nešto o toj osobi.
Then only the relationship can start.
Onda tek odnos može započeti.
Yes?
Kaže se da živo biti malo...
Može glasnije da drugi čuju istorijeno?
To ne podređeno malo na sas. Mama će da uopšte...
He stated that a living entity has some little independence. He is asking how it can be perceived, because to him it appears that they practically have no independence at all.
He's asking in the material world, huh?
Pitaš u materijalnom svijetu kako se to očituje?
You can choose if you go drive on the street, if you go left and right.
Kada se voziš na po ulici, ti možeš odabrati da li ćeš ići lijevo ili desno.
You know, when it's one of these streets.
Kada je jedna od ovih okomitih ulica koja dolaze, ti možeš odabrati, možeš ići lijevo ili desno.
But you can't go freely anywhere. You have to follow these streets when you drive.
Ali ti ne možeš ići bilo gdje. Ti ipak moraš slijediti te ulice kada voziš.
You are always, so to say, conditioned by the traffic rule, by the traffic base.
Ti si uvijek uvjetovan tim putevima za saobraćaj.
In the same way, the conditioned soul is always conditioned by the laws of material nature.
Na isti način uvjetovana duša je uvijek uvjetovana zakonima materijalne prirode.
And therefore sometimes one says one has no freedom.
I zbog toga osoba ponekad kaže da nema slobode.
Everything is ruled by prakriti, by material nature.
Sve je pod upravom prakriti materijalne prirode.
But if you look at it from another side, you can change if you want to drive left or right. So within that
controlled, there is a little independence.
Ali kad pogledaš to s druge strane, onda možeš reći da, ipak ti možeš odabrati, možeš li ići lijevo ili desno. Prema tome postoji mogućnost, postoji neka sloboda, neka neovisnost.
You could get up now and leave the room, it is possible.
Ti možeš sada ustati i napustiti ovu prostor, to je moguće.
But you will not be able to leave to the spiritual world.
Ali možeš biti u mogućnosti otići u duhovni svijet.
You will go to another place in this material world.
Otići ćeš na drugo mjesto u materijalnom svijetu. U duhovnom svijetu mantra. Do we chant in spiritual
world? We also glorify Krishna there.
Da, mi također slavimo Krishnu ovdje.
Srimati Radharani also chants Hare Krishna.
Srimati Radharani pjeva Hare Krishna.
Many devotees don't know this.
Mnogi bhakti to ne znaju.
But in her very intense moment of love for Krishna, when she has much hankering for Krishna, she chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and enjoys if others hear chanted to her.
Ali u vrlo intenzivnim trenucima odvojenosti od Krishna, Srimati Radharani pjeva Hare Krishna Maha Mantru i također uživa kada i drugi pjevaju.
You will do it here and also there.
Radit ćeš to ovdje i također ondje.
But the difference is that here you won't have the full realization. That in the beginning you won't have the full realization.
Ali razlika je ta što ovdje nećeš imati odmah na početku potpunu realizaciju.
Once there was a beggar.
Jedan je bio prosjek.
He wanted to see gold.
I htio vidjeti zlata.
And went to the kingdom who said, yes, you can see gold in my treasury.
I odišao do kralja koji rekao, da, možeš vidjeti zlato u mojoj riznici.
But he had to go over a staircase to reach.
Ali morao ići po stepenicama da bi došao do te riznice.
But he opened the treasury and saw all the gold.
Kada je otvorio tu riznicu i vidio sva ta zlata.
He had an aha experience.
On je imao stvarno veliko iskustvo, duboko iskustvo.
Because he looked back and saw that the staircase which he had used to move to the treasury was also made of gold.
Ali on je tada shvatio, okrenuo se nazad i vidio je da zapravo da su te stepenice po kojima se penjao također bile napravljene od zlata.
But he could see it only after he reached the treasury.
Ali on je to mogao shvatiti tek nakon što je došlo do riznice.
This is an example which is given by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur to show us how Krishna consciousness is different from all other philosophies.
Taj primjer koristi Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati da bi nam pokazao kako je ova filozofija svjesnosti Krishne različita od svih drugih filozofija.
And how the process of Krishna consciousness is different from all other yoga processes.
I kako je proces svjesnosti Krishne različita od svih drugih yoga procesa.
Because here the way is the goal.
Jer ovdje je put također i cilj.
We only have to realize it.
Samo to trebamo realizirati.
The nice example, is it?
Lijepi primjer, ne?
Kako je
subtilno ovo? The subtle purpose of intelligence, since everything comes from Paramatma. Super soul.
Well, the super soul, as you know, gives me that from me comes knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness.
Kao što znaš, Krishna kaže u vezi sa nad dušom, od mene dolazi sjećanje, od mene dolazi zaborav, od mene dolazi inteligencija.
Knowledge, remembrance and forgetfulness.
Znanje.
So, Krishna is really behind everything.
I Krishna je dakle stvarno iza svega.
By his energy, all the everything works.
Zahvaljujući njegovoj energiji sve djeluje.
And all the perceptions take place.
I sve percepcije se zbivaju.
However, at the same time, there are material elements who have certain material functions and who derive their strengths from God, from Krishna.
Međutim, postoje određeni materijalni elementi koji imaju svoje određene funkcije i koji dobivaju svoju energiju, svoju snagu od Boga.
To make it a little more concrete.
Da bismo to učinili malo konkretnijim.
The function of intelligence is to recognize form.
Možemo shvatiti da je funkcija inteligencije da prepozna nešto, neki objekt.
That's one of the functions.
To je jedna od funkcija.
The stream of set of data entering through your eyes and ears. Your mind.
Čitav tok različitih informacija koje ulaze u kroz naše uši, kroz naše oči, uši, tako da, u naš um.
I see at that at this moment glasses.
Ja u ovom trenutku vidim naočale.
Sleepy faces.
Uspavana lica.
Alert faces.
Budna lica.
Different colored shirts.
Različito obojene košulje.
Windows.
Prozore.
So when the intelligence gets into function, it will make order of this perception.
Kada inteligencija počne djelovati, ona će napraviti red u tim percepcijama.
I will see, yeah. This person I know.
Ja ću u tom trenutku misliti, da, ovu osobu ja znam.
What was his name?
Kako je bilo njegovo ime?
The intelligence word. Dinanath was his name.
Onda inteligencija djeluje. Dinanath je njegovo ime.
Do you know this experience? When you just have impressions, but then the intelligence works and puts and recognizes.
Da li imate to iskustvo kako impresije dolaze, misli dolaze i onda inteligencija djeluje i postavlja ih u pravi red.
So this process needs some power.
I taj proces treba neku moć, neku snagu.
That's coming from Krishna.
To dolaze iz Krishna.
He's behind everything.
On je iza svega.
He's the mover of everything.
On je pokretar svega.
Adikanta, the original actor.
Adikarta, on je izvorni vršijac radnje.
And he moves these different functions.
I on pokreće te različite funkcije.
Therefore, your intelligence is dependent on him.
Što je tvoja inteligencija ovisi o njemu.
Your mind's mind also.
I tvoj um također.
And your senses also.
I tvoja čula također.
Someone who recognizes this fact engages all of his facilities in Krishna service.
Onaj koji to prepoznaje, angažira sve povoljnosti u službi Krishna.
He knows they are not mine.
On zna, oni nisu moje.
This is not my tilo.
To nije moje tijelo.
It's Krishna's tilo.
To je Krishnino tijelo.
This is the definition of bhakti. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ushati. The senses are engaged in the service of the owner of the senses, Rishikesh of Krishna.
Čula treba biti angažirana u službi gospodara čula, a to je Krishna.
So we will now come to the end of our discussion because it's a little late.
I mi sada došli smo do kraja naše diskusije, jer je već
I wanted to thank all of the devotees here and the aspiranti who made this festival yesterday a full success.
Htio bih zahvaliti svim baktama i svim aspirantima ovdje koji su učinili jučerašnji koncert ovdje po prvi
put. Although your voices have been successfully correct.
Vaši glasovi uspješno slomljeni.
Your Krishna consciousness has become stronger.
Vaša svjesnost Krishna je postala snažnija.
By this experience of the chanting of the holy name,
zahvaljujući tom iskustvu pjevanja Hare Krishna u mnoštvu ljudi.
Like Bhakti Bhai Baba Swami said, we should have a Hare Krishna festival every year, and he said every month, and then every day.
I kao što Bhakti Baba